Metta practice is done in different ways. And I think next week I'll teach a second way of practicing. The main way of practicing metta is done with the internal silent repetition of phrases, which tend to be evocative of warmth or kindness, as most of us know. And let's put the handout now on the screen share. The method of using phrases comes from the 5th century, from the Visuddhimagga. And we typically use four phrases, which we repeat quietly to ourselves. If you're really new, it could be helpful just to use the traditional ones where we first really bring a phrase to invite, to a being, typically close to us initially, towards whom when we say something like, "May you be happy," we tend to feel some warmth or resonance rather easily. And I'll come back to the person, but we typically offer four phrases, something like, may you be safe, or may you feel safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy or as healthy as possible. May your life unfold with ease. There's potential to substitute some of those phrases. For example, the phrases that I use have two of the traditional ones in my own words and two different ones. May I rest, or may you rest in the awakened heart. And then the second is, may you be safe and free from harm. May you be happy. And then the last one, may you be held by love. So we typically, if we were doing this towards ourselves, we would, in one technique I use, we would have, could have an image of ourselves, feel the heart, and say the phrase, "May I rest in the awakened heart," and just pause for a moment, and then come back and use the same technique with a second phrase. We might have an image of ourselves or a felt sense. Feel the heart area and keep the hand there if you wish. Say the phrase and pause. Then similar technique with the third phrase, similar technique with the fourth phrase, and then back to the first. And again, it's fine to have a phrase which is particularly evocative for you. Like, may you be kind, may you be wise, may you be free, whatever it might be. And then the traditional sequence starts with self and then goes to two beings towards whom the metta flows relatively easily. One's called the benefactor, usually an elderly relative or a teacher, mentor, could be a pet. So just a being who is almost completely beneficial, supportive, not a complex relationship. Just when we bring that being to mind, very, very quickly, positive thoughts and feelings. The dear friend is more of a peer. But again, someone towards whom we feel almost exclusively positive feelings. And the invitation is for, especially if we're beginning, it's to go where the metta flows the easiest. For many of us, it's not to start with self. That can be harder for many of us. But to start with one being that we might call the benefactor, and one being we might call the dear friend. If you're newer, just to choose two beings towards whom the metta flows well. Okay. So that's, I think, enough for now. We can let go of the screen share, Bill, and then when we get to the metta, we'll bring it back on the screen. So let's start now with a few minutes of mindfulness practice or whatever helps you to stabilize. Be present, arrive, be here. Do this about 4 or 5 minutes. And then we'll move towards period of metta practice. Will be about 12 to 15 minutes long. And the invitation is to practice either in your own way of practicing metta, or if you're newer or rusty, in the way that I just instructed. And the invitation is to practice especially where the metta flows most easily, where the sense of warmth or kindness is most accessible. And so this would typically be, in terms of the instructions I gave, first with one of the easier beings. The invitation will be to practice with either the one we call the benefactor or the dear friend. It really means someone towards whom the metta flows easily. And we'll work in the period of time with the two beings. We'll do a little bit coming back with self, but we'll start with one of those beings. Again, if you're following my instructions, and if you practice, you have a long-term metta practice, fine to practice in your own way. Probably about 12 or 13 minutes now. And I'll give some guidance on when to switch to a second being. Now, as we continue the practice of metta, move to a second being. Again, if you're not simply doing it in your own way, but following the instructions. If you're following the instructions, let's move to a second being towards whom the metta tends to flow easily, using the same phrases. We'll stay with this being for about 5 minutes. Just keep coming back if the mind gets distracted, and really doing one's best to evoke metta. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. We just, with the phrases, we incline in that direction, and then we let it be what it is. Bill, I'd be helpful for people who are newer, I think, to put the sheet on the screen share again so people can have that in front of them. And now we'll shift to just a few minutes of bringing metta, loving kindness, to oneself. For some, this can be more challenging. Sometimes there can feel like there's a block. So do your best with this. Just be about 3 minutes or so. Metta for self, loving kindness towards oneself, typically using the same phrases. Now we'll be switching for just about 4 or 5 minutes of mindfulness practice. We can let go of the screen share. The invitation now is to practice mindfulness and see if it can be infused, at least to some extent, by kindness and warmth. There's a beautiful way of saying this that Sylvia Boorstein once formulated. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet this moment as a friend. Can there be both clear seeing and a sense of the open heart? See if you can bring that into the next about 4 minutes or so of mindfulness practice. Thank you. How many people actually noticed a little difference with the mindfulness practice the second time? A little different flavor, maybe a little more of the warmth or kindness. Yeah, we'll come back to that in the talk and exploration. So we can go to our announcements now.